Good morning and welcome to Zone About Town on 104.5 The Zone. Nashville is home to literally hundreds of stray dogs and cats just waiting to find that forever home. In fact, local animal shelters are overflowing with potential pets. Crossroads Campus is a local nonprofit that pairs at-risk youth with some of the hardest-to-place animals for some much-needed training. And now the organization is opening a nonprofit pet store where you can shop for supplies, have your fluffy friend groomed, and even bring home a new family member. We spoke with two young men learning to love and care for the animals and with Lisa Stetter, Executive Director of Crossroads Campus, to learn more.
Good morning, everybody. So glad to have you all with me on the show today. I am having a ball. I'm truly, truly blessed to be joined in the studio today by a whole host of lovely young men. They are all students at Monroe Harding, and a couple of them are involved in a project that we're going to learn a little bit about. A few months back, we spoke with Lisa Stetter, who's Executive Director of Crossroads Campus here in Nashville, a fabulous new organization that works to connect at-risk youth with pets and animals. And I'm joined today by Stephen and Dedrick, who are a couple of the young guys that are over at Monroe Harding that are working with these animals from local animal shelters. And we're going to learn more about that from Lisa in a minute. Stephen, Dedrick, so glad to have you with me.
Glad to be here.
Glad to be here.
All right. So both these young men are working towards their GEDs over at Monroe Harding. I understand. Stephen, you already took your exam?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. How about you, Dedrick? Have you taken it?
Yeah, I took mine. I passed two parts. I need to pass the last three sections.
All right. Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, a lot of good work being done with these young folks over at Monroe Harding. So a shout out to them as well. And their wonderful staff that's joining me this morning as well. So I guess, Stephen, let me ask you first. So you mentioned earlier when we were chatting that you've had pets in your life before. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
So you mentioned you had a little chihuahua?
Yeah, my mom, she's got four little chihuahuas.
Four of them. Okay. That's I guess four chihuahuas makes one whole dog, right?
Yeah.
So what's been your experience with the animals at through Crossroads Caring Connections program? What are some of the things that you do with the dogs when they come to visit you?
Like they teach us how to train them properly, mm-hmm. like instead of beating them and wolfing them and stuff. They teach you how to train them, like, with treats and be patient with them. And just, when you come in the door, they teach you how to train them to sit down when you come in so they don't jump all on you and stuff like that.
Awesome. How's it going?
It's going good. We've trained a bunch of them.
So you're getting some good results with that?
Yes, ma'am.
That's fabulous. And, Dedrick, you've never had a pet before, have you?
No, ma'am.
So what's this experience like to all of a sudden spend some time around animals?
I guess I can say it showed me how to, be more caring about a dog and stuff like that, because usually, where I'm from, it's just like a dog come up to you, you either running from it or, trying to kick it or whatnot. So it just showed me how to get along more with dogs and stuff like that.
Do you like it?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah. Have you found a favorite? I know they bring a whole bunch of them there and you kind of rotate around and work with different animals at different times, but have you found one you really connect with yet?
It's the pit bull, but I'm not really sure what the name is.
Yeah.
But it's the pit bull.
Awesome. And so what's been sort of one of the things that you've taught some of the dogs to do, or one of the things that stands out for you?
Well, this last past weekend, I showed one of the dogs how to go in his cage and, when it's time to go to his cage, and showed it the name for, when it's time to go to the little kennel and whatnot and stuff like that.
And it worked?
Yes, ma'am.
What kind of technique did you use?
Just basically, baiting it in the cage with snacks, little treats and stuff like that,
right,
until it got used to coming in the cage and, just closing the door inch by inch every time just to see what it got, so it can get to feel like, to be in the cage while the door closed and stuff like that.
Awesome. Have you had an experience of really having to comfort the animal or a pet when they get upset?
No, not really. Yeah, because most of the time the pets come in, they're pretty energetic and, bouncing around and stuff like that.
Yeah, good combination to pair up some energetic dogs with some energetic young men. And, Stephen, I understand you've been teaching some of the dogs some really fun tricks.
Yes, ma'am.
So what are the things that you've been teaching them?
There's one dog, he can, walk on his back feet, and it can lay down and, crawl.
Oh, my gosh.
Like a baby at you. And you can teach him how to roll over and sit, and you can teach them how to, go through tunnels and jump over, a little, like a tree down.
Mm-hmm.
And just stuff like that. Like, you can teach them how to come to you and sit down. Like, if you're eating at the table or something, just sit down and don't try to beg for food and stuff like that.
I've been speaking with Stephen and Dedrick, two of the young men who are living and learning at Monroe Harding and working through the Caring Connections program of Crossroads Pets. In just a second, we're going to hear from Lisa Stetter, who's the executive director, and she's going to share with us some fabulous, fabulous things that you can do to help out. We've had Lisa in before, but so glad to have you back on the show this morning.
Great to be back.
So I guess for anybody who didn't hear your previous interview or have sort of been involved with other things, refresh us a little bit about Crossroads Campus and, you know, what you guys are trying to achieve there, because it's an amazing place.
Crossroads Campus is a nonprofit that we founded about 3 years ago. And at the heart of our mission is animal rescue. We work with Metro Animal Care and Control, and we rescue out dogs and cats who've run out of time there. But we partner that with providing mentoring and job training for young people.
Right. So you're the person who's corralling all these pets and bringing them over to Monroe Harding for all these lovely young men to hang out and play with and train and all of that.
Right. That's our Caring Connections program. We've been working with Monroe Harding about a year now.
Yeah.
And it's just been a fabulous experience. The young men are wonderful with the dogs. They're just always excited to see us, which we're amazed to see these smiling faces on a Saturday morning.
I know, right?
As a mother of teens, you know, it's a shock to see teenagers up and so excited to greet you on a Saturday morning. They do amazing work with the dogs. They're just very patient, very loving, and they really help us make these animals more adoptable. They know they're really helping to save a life.
Yeah, it's really kind of a win-win. There's like no downside to all of this. And
it's also a lot of fun. And I think, you know, we all need some fun in our lives.
So. Sure, sure. And you know, listening to Stephen and Dedrick kind of share their experiences, it's really moving and really touching to hear sort of the transformation that they see in themselves, being able to learn how to be respectful of another living creature, which I think some of us might take for granted. But if you've never been modeled that behavior, you don't necessarily know what that's all about.
Yeah, we're all about positive reinforcement and also learning how to read a dog's body language and understanding how your tone of voice and your demeanor affect some, and that translates to our relationships with each other, with our children in the future. So it's more than just working with dogs.
Yeah, it really is quite something to hear them sort of share all that, and obviously gives them a sense of accomplishment too, that they can, you know, as Stephen said, he's teaching the dogs to do some really fun tricks and things, as well as behavioral techniques, and to get that result and feel that success is a wonderful thing.
Yeah. One of the things I think that's unique about the training approach we're using, we're actually going into the cottages that these young men live in. And so the dogs are being trained in a home environment. So they're learning, as I think it was Stephen mentioned, you know, that when someone's eating, you don't jump up and take their food. And they learn that when someone comes to the door, you don't jump all over them. And those are things that help keep animals in homes once they're adopted, because most animals that get adopted and are returned are animals that are put out. It's about behavior issues.
Sure.
And it's really the human behavior problems, the teaching that's gone on or the lack of teaching, but the animal suffers the consequences.
Yeah. You know, who was it? Matthew Margolis, who said there's no bad dogs, only bad owners.
Yeah.
So, you know, and it's, I think that's kind of true. We, you know, we're a dog family. We have four of them right now. And, you know, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. And especially when you get a rescue that has some bad habits and trauma that they have to overcome, you have to work that much harder than when you are starting fresh with a brand new puppy. So it's,
Well, the guys are really patient. We've brought in some dogs that were shy or fearful, or maybe just a dog who didn't feel comfortable walking across that slick floor. And they are just so patient and they seem to just respect, the dog's feelings and help them overcome their fears.
Yeah. It's helps with some, I'm sure with some human interactions as well. It's really wonderful. I'm speaking with Lisa Stetter. She's the executive director of Crossroads Campus, and we're learning a little bit more about the Caring Connections program that was shared with us by Stephen and Dedrick earlier. But I really want to turn now to sort of the next phase of this whole operation, which is Crossroads Pets. Had its grand opening finally at long last this weekend. Tell us a little bit about Crossroads Pets.
Sure. Crossroads Pets Shop and Adopt. It's a nonprofit social enterprise. And it was created to save animals from Metro Animal Control who've run out of time. And it is a place where we also provide job training for young people.
So explain a little bit about that job training, because I think it's fabulous.
At Crossroads Pet Shop and Up, it looks just like any other pet store. You walk in, there's all kinds of wonderful
Except
pet products
prettier.
There. Well, it is. It's a beautiful. We're in historic Germantown. We have a beautiful location. So you come in, we have a whole array of, you know, supplies for your dogs and cats, foods, all kinds of treats. We also have adoptable dogs and cats living there in the store with us, waiting for their forever homes. And we're also doing grooming and self-wash. So these young people can come in. There's just a wide array of things that they can learn while they're there. Some of it starts with just basic work readiness. You know, you got to get to work on time and how you conduct yourself in the workplace. But there's a lot of real hard skills they can learn, too. Everything from retail to grooming, animal care. But in the middle of all this, they're working with these animals, and they know they're helping to save lives. And I think that's very empowering for our young people.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's sort of the next step. You know, after they've been socialized a little bit at Monroe Harding, and then they can go to the pet shop and have a real shot at it. And what a wonderful opportunity. And, you know, I understand what that's like when you, I mean, you and I both have teenagers of our own. Well, my baby's no longer a teen anymore, but, you know, to see them strike out on their own and get those first jobs, it's challenging in the best of situations. Just like you said, getting there on time, learning about looking somebody in the eye and shaking their hand when you go for an interview, or, you know, all those things that when you remember back to your own experience, even those early years are really formative and very critical to your future job success. So I think it's wonderful to give them a place where they can sort of learn all that in a non-threatening way and engage, you know, with supportive people.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be a very nurturing environment for them. And then they get that unconditional love. From the dogs
and the
cats.
Dogs and cats. My God, how cool is that? And who's training them on the grooming ends of things? Because that's a really specific skill.
Right. There'll be assistants to professional groomers and be learning their skills from them. But and some of them may only be bathers and, you know, help with. We're going to be doing self-wash as well. So when a customer comes in, they can be an assistant to that client and help teach them the right way to trim nails and clean ears and that sort of stuff. But we're hopeful that some of the young people will get excited about grooming and actually work close with the groomer, sort of as an apprentice.
Sure.
And actually become groomers. It's a good way to make a living. Groomers who work hard make really good money.
Oh, I have two dogs that need grooming, and I know what I pay the groomer. And let me tell you, it's a great way to make a living, especially if you can go out on your own.
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness. My neighbor has this mobile pet grooming van that drives up, and what a way to go, especially if you love animals.
Exactly.
It's a great job. So nuts and bolts, where are you guys located?
We're at 707 Monroe Street in historic Germantown. We're just off Rosa Parks. You can see us from the North Nashville Kroger.
Yeah, it used to be the Savannah Tea House, right?
That's right.
It is beautiful. I've been by there, and it is not like any PetSmart, Petco. I love those places. I'm not bad-mouthing any of them, but this is a really, it's like a boutique pet shop. It's really beautiful inside, and you have all the normal pet products, right?
We do. We have a great array of things and all different price points, and it's a very warm and welcoming place. People come in with their dogs. We love people to bring their pets when they're shopping. The dogs seem to really like shopping in our store.
I'm sure they do. I'm sure there's lots of treats around to entice them.
We might have a few treats strategically placed near the cash register. It's possible.
Well, and what a great thing. I mean, if you have a pet and you've got to buy supplies, you might as well spend your money someplace where it's going back to a wonderful nonprofit organization.
All the proceeds from the retail go right into supporting the mission of working with these wonderful young people and saving dogs and cats from Metro Animal Care and Control. And I'd like to give a shout out to Metro Animal Care and Control. They've been a wonderful partner, and they're really helping us find animals that are a great fit for the store, and we're having great successes already.
I'm so excited for you guys. And what are the hours?
We're open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and on Sunday we're there from noon to 5.
Wow. So it's a 7 day a week it's a 7 day a week operation.
Yeah, actually Mondays we're closed right now. We may eventually open on Mondays as well. But
okay,
we're there.
6 days.
We're closed, but we're all still there caring for animals.
I was gonna say, you gotta have one day to clean it up, right?
You got it. That's what Monday's all about.
Sounds wonderful. Well, I congratulate you, Lisa, on all of your hard work with Crossroads Campus, Caring Connections, Crossroads Pet Shop and Adopt, which is open now. If people want to learn more about Crossroads Campus and any of the programs that we've talked about, what's your website?
It's crossroadscampus.org.
Can't beat that. The easiest thing in the world. Lisa Stetter, such a nice conversation. Great to have you with us. And a shout out again to our friends at Monroe Harding and to Stephen and Dedrick, who joined us to share their experience with us. Thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, thank you.